This is news from North Country Public Radio.
The Adirondack Park Agency is looking for legal ways to save two popular fire towers on St. Regis and Hurricane Mountains. No final decisions have been made yet. Some environmental groups say the towers should be removed so that the wild feel of the mountains can be restored. But many local residents and historic preservation groups say the fire towers are important landmarks. As Brian Mann reports, the debate is tangled up in state law in a debate over what wilderness should look like.
So let's start with the fact about the fire towers on St. Regis and Hurricane Mountains that everyone agrees on. They don't actually hurt the environment, at least not in the way that, say, pollution does. Here's Dan Plumley with a group called Protect the Adirondacks. He's one of the people who thinks the towers should be removed.
Environmentally, it's not a major impact. You're not talking about, you know, stormwater damage or impacts to wildlife necessarily, but it's the fact that in a wilderness area, man's influence is not to remain.
It's that last bit that makes this debate so complicated and interesting. Really, this is an argument about what wilderness should look like. Back in the 1970s, when most of the laws that shaped the Adirondacks were put into place, they made it clear that the look of officially designated wilderness areas would be defined in part by the elimination of most human structures. Here's the Adirondack Park Agency's Kevin Prickett.
These areas are to be moving towards a wilderness condition, and specifically sites, fire towers, when they are no longer needed, need to be removed.
So really you have one aesthetic, one mental picture of wilderness that right now carries the weight of law. The law is so specific that it actually encourages minimizing things like fire towers that might attract a lot of visitors. APA analyst Walt Link says big crowds are another thing that can spoil the feel of wilderness.
We might presume that without the tower there, there would be less use at that particular location. That's one of the highest use locations in the St. Regis. The objective is to maximize the opportunity for solitude and primitive type recreational experience. The idea that you might significantly reduce use in a high use location would serve toward those objectives.
Based on that law, the Department of Environmental Conservation decided last winter that the towers on Hurricane and St. Regis should be removed. But over the years, a lot of people have come to love those towers and their important tourist attractions. St. Regis alone receives around 7,000 visitors a year. They don't see them as eyesores in the backcountry, but as iconic landmarks and symbols of wilderness. More than 5,000 people signed a petition aimed at saving the Hurricane Tower, and Dave Petrelli from Malone helped form an advocacy group that hopes to preserve the tower on St. Regis.
It seems to me that there has to be a legal remedy here that can satisfy a lot of different people. There's significant history. It is a national historic landmark, and that, you know, I feel deserves some protection.
That idea drew a lot of support yesterday from APA board members, including Arthur Lucy from Lake Placid, who says he's visited the towers with his kids.
We need to find a way to preserve them.
According to the APA's Kevin Prickett, saving the towers would mean a multi-year effort to change the state land master plan that defines the park.
Because I think the master plan is so definitive about fire towers and those being non-conforming structures.
At least four APA commissioners supported that idea. APA Commissioner Jim Townsend urged the staff to come back with a plan by next month's meeting that would allow the towers to be preserved.
That's what I sense from this body, from this discussion. Degradation and removal are not options.
According to the Plattsburgh Press Republican, the Adirondack Council Green Group says it won't challenge efforts to change the law so that towers can be preserved. But a lot of questions remain. The DEC's Betsy Lowe says if a decision is made to save the towers, it's unclear who would pay to maintain them.
I know DEC, you know, we're not really in a position to guarantee at this point that we'd have the funds or staff to restore the towers, but the first step, I would think, if that we're going in that direction, is to get an UMP, and hopefully there'd be a friends group or whatever. But the budget situation's pretty crazy.
At the end of yesterday's meeting, APA Chairman Kurt Stiles cautioned that no decisions have been made yet about whether the towers will remain.
We did not make any decisions today on fire towers. We moved closer. We moved away from some thoughts, and we had a productive discussion. But the final decision has yet to be made. I wouldn't take any wagers on that.
A final decision on the towers could come as early as May. Whatever the outcome of this debate, state officials say more than 20 other fire towers will be preserved in the park. Those towers are located in areas not designated as official wilderness. For North Country Public Radio, I'm Brian Mann in Raybrook.
Digital distribution of North Country Public Radio news and features is funded by gifts from listeners like you. Join us at ncpr.org.